What was it that John had said when they found those pups in the snow? Your children were meant to have these pups, my lord. And he had killed Sansa's. And for what? Was it guilt he was feeling? Or fear? If the gods had sent these wolves, what folly had he done? Painfully, Ned forced his thoughts back to the dagger and what it meant. The imp's dagger, he repeated. It made no sense. His hand curled around the smooth dragonbone hilt, and he slammed the blade into the table, felt it bite into the wood. It stood there, mocking him. Why should Tyrion Lannister want Bran dead? The boy has never done him harm. Do you Starks have naught but snow between your ears? Littlefinger asked. The imp would never have acted alone. Ned rose and paced the length of the room. If the queen had a role in this, or, gods forbid, the king himself, no, I will not believe that. Yet even as he said the words, he remembered that chill morning in the Barrowlands, and Robert's talk of sending hard knives after the Targaryen princess. He remembered Rhaegar's infant son, the red ruin of his skull, and the way the king had turned away, as he had turned away in Dany's audience hall, not so long ago. He could still hear Sansa pleading, as Lyanna had pleaded once. Most likely the king did not know, Littlefinger said.